Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Joe. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold, this day of my life.
There was no other, no, 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 no. Lord, take away the pain.
Take it.
Oh, you know, let it fall like rain.
Take it.
And it couldn't be much worse down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the God's son. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights. I am the creator of Soul School Music, Beverly Black, and it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to welcome our guest today, the Persuaders. And while we're waiting for all of the Persuaders and our guests that are accompanying the Persuaders to log into the green room so that we can get them all queued in, let me just talk to you a little bit about what's happening. First and foremost, today is the 14th anniversary of Gumbo for the Soul International, the mother of Tribe Family Channel and Soul School Music, which I created by the grace of God November 22nd, 2003, do the math, 14 years ago. And I'm so honored and privileged. And the woman that you hear chuckling, oh, that's my queen of brown, queen of diamonds, Daisy Brown from Uptown, co-producer of this show. So hold on for a second and let us get everybody queued up. And I will bring in Daisy Brown. What's happening, co-producer?
You. And I'm glad about this show tonight. And getting ready for Thanksgiving as well. And praying that everyone has a blessed and safe holiday.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to second that emotion. So, as you know, Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, has a performance this Saturday in Dallas, Texas, at the Majestic Theater with none other than the Whispers and the Delphonics. So, ladies and gentlemen, give that man a pass if he does not tune in. That is not to say we're not about to party, because just like I said, this is the 14th anniversary of our parent company, Gumbo for the Soul International. So let's get this show started. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest, and then we're going to open up these phone lines. All right? So, the world famous The Persuaders, and y'all better check that registered trademark after that name, The Persuaders, internationally known for their win or lose at Go Atlantic Records multi-million seller, It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate, as well as Some Guys Have All the Luck, Love's Gonna Pack Up and Walk Out on You, Peace in the Valley of Love, Bad, Bold, and Beautiful Girl, You're were the best that ever happened to me, all strung out on you, gambling on a sure shot, and many, many more. And they're still touring and mesmerizing audiences around the world with their unique show. You better be sure to catch the journey of the Persuaders as it continues. But we're going to hear all about their origins out of the Bronx, New York, some 47 years ago, with its members emerging from the best of the top vocal groups. Okay, so now we're going to do this decent and in order. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring them on one by one. Then I'm going to open up their phone lines accordingly. So give me a minute and let me tell you about Vince Ballard. He hails from Brooklyn and Hollis, Queens, New York. Vincent's talent transcends all styles, not only his great baritone second tenor voice, but also writing and producing music. Vincent has written hits and co-produced the Persuaders with the Poindexters through the years. Vincent was there when music was live, no samples, real music in the beginning, and over the years has dedicated his life to keeping the Persuaders' legacy and spirit alive. So, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, the Persuaders, and Mr. Vince. Oh, excuse me. I closed my Word document. Mr. Vince Ballard, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, our producer of this show, Daisy Queen of Diamonds Brown. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Belzy. I'm doing great.
Hi,
and Daisy there. Okay.
Yes.
How are
hi.
You, lady?
Good.
Great.
Absolutely yeah. blessed, absolutely blessed. And so we
yeah.
want to thank you for being on the show. And let us, it's our honor, it's our honor. All right, so now let us go down the line. Sylvester J. Jones, an outstanding, talented vocalist from Detroit, Michigan, always had deep admiration and respect for the Persuaders and never imagined he would one day become a member. Jay's classic and velvet tone voice, coupled with a vibrant personality, truly contributes to the ongoing success of the Persuaders. His rich bass baritone second tenor range really captures the audiences, leaving them satisfied every time. And so let me open up his phone line, Mr. Sylvester J. Jones. Your line is open. Welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Now, give me one second, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, like I said, this is a busy man, and he's traveling, but guess what? He's right here. So hold on one second while we get Mr. Marshall Thompson in this building.
This legendary supergroup, formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shy Lights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, in 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand on your feet and welcome Mr. Marshall Thompson to his show, Soul School Music. What's happening, Godfather?
What's going on there? Get ready for the turkeys. A little behind, but I'm getting them together here.
I know you are. I appreciate that. And you know what? Let me bring on one other man before we start this show. We've got the Queen of Brown, Daisy, Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, holding it down with us. We have Vincent.
Hey, MC.
Wallace.
Right on.
We've got Vincent Vince Ballard on the line. We have Sylvester J. Jones on the line. But look, T. Marvin Williams, the youngest member that hails from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is an extraordinarily talented vocalist with equally attractive accomplishments. And look, T. Marvin brings to the Persuaders a new, broader appeal to younger audiences wanting to be a part of classic soul music. T's first tenor and stage performance is outstanding and unique, like his birth name, T. Marvin, special in itself and always leaving the ladies asking for more. So, ladies and gentlemen, live right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, please welcome the Persuaders.
Right. Hey, Marshall.
Hi, T. Marvin.
What's going on, Marshall?
Hey,
thank
how you doing,
you.
Reverend?
What you doing, Bubba?
Yeah.
Hey,
man,
what's going on?
I'm hold on for a minute because you know what? Mr. Keith Saul Simmons has just slid into the building, so let's give the accolades
right
accordingly. Now, Mr. Keith Saul Simmons out of Baltimore, Maryland, an outstanding singer, performer, well-known in Baltimore, D.C., Virginia area, being the former lead singer of the popular Rolex band, performing at the Apollo Theater and with McFadden and Whitehead, okay? Keith Soul, a seasoned entertainer, definitely brings the soul. And ladies and gentlemen, these are the Persuaders.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
What's going on, Keith?
What's up,
I'm doing all right. What's up, my brother?
Hey, it's all good, man.
Good thing.
All
it's
right.
Nice to hear. It's nice to hear everybody, you know. You done dodged that hurricane. I'm happy about that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that Hurricane Harvey. That Hurricane Harvey hit us hard down here in Houston. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I can imagine.
Touched me in Dallas.
Two of my shows coming down here.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Now listen.
Wow.
We want y'all to be able to have equal time, so let's do this decent and in order. So, Mr. Vince, tell us where it all started and how you were most impacted by Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, and then he will respond.
Okay, it started back in 1969 in the Bronx. Webster Avenue area, Grand Concourse, up in that area of the Bronx. And the Persuaders started out, you know, the best of different groups. They got together. We always wanted the best guys. And they ended up calling themselves the Internationals at that time. And teamed up with the Poindexter family, brothers and wife, which is Bobby Poindexter, Richard Poindexter, and Jacqueline Members Poindexter. And they were basically the root of the Persuaders style, right? They rehearsed them, wrote the music, wrote the lyrics, and out of that came Thin Line Between Love and Hate, eventually. Before that, as the Internationals, they wrote a song called Give a Damn, which went ballistics in Europe. They went over there and toured around, came back, and they actually disbanded when they came back. Now, exactly why, you know, it's anybody's guess. You know how groups are and whatnot. And but right after that, it came back together with different members and became the Persuaders. In Line Between Love and Hate was released, and the rest is history. That song, it went like overnight. The song was an instant hit.
It was hot.
That was released in 1971.
You know what? Wow.
I said it was hot.
A monster hit. It was the first R&B record to sell a million copies on the R&B chart. So,
well, I have it on 45, if that means anything. So, Martha Thompson, go ahead and let Mr. Vince hear a response from you.
Well, with regards to them, I remember when they first started, you know, and we've been friends ever since. We've been friends for many, many years. And we did tours together. We played everywhere together.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
It was a great group. The guys was a great group. And, you have some great members in the group, and yeah, I mean, what could you say about it? I mean, they played the Apollo Theater. Every venue, just about in the United States, we've been around together, city to city.
Wow!
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And we know Marshall as the Godfather, right?
Hello.
That's what he showed us a lot of things that we needed to learn and know also. No,
I truly
really
believe
Marshall
that.
For that. Yeah,
I believe that that's probably where it may have started, because I remember Ron would come in, and before he could get in the back of the stage area, he'd holler, Where's my Godfather? Where's the Godfather?
Yeah, there you go.
And you would hear him all through the building, Where's the Godfather?
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
But,
they started something worldwide. That's why when I went to Detroit, they gave me the worldwide certificate of the Godfather. And I appreciate it a lot. And the Persuaders is one of the ones that really started that for us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
really helped us, man. You know, we appreciate that,
I'm
too.
I'm glad to see you all still moving. Doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
keep
on doing what you're doing. We'll see you out in California in February. You know.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. We out there. Looking forward to it.
Now let's give some of the other gentlemen a chance to chime in, because I don't want to lose Mr. Marshall Thompson. I know he's traveling and he's got a show this weekend. So now, Mr. Sylvester J. Jones, tell us your story, your music journey towards the Persuaders, and when did you first hear about the
Starlight? Wow. My mom, see, actually, I've been in the group for the last 24 years.
Wow.
So basically, Marshall, the Delphonics, the Enchantments, this Stylistics, they basically raised me at a time when I really needed guidance. You know, they were there for me. You know, I was the kid in the group. I was the baby in the group when this set came back together. And, you know, they found me and, you know, and took me, you know, taught me the music business the correct way, you know. And, you know, it's been a blast, I got to say that, you know. I lost two members, you know, and we replaced them, you know, with two of the greatest singers in the world, Mr. T. Marvin Williams and Mr. Keith Stoll. You know, it's like they've always been there with me and Vince. You know, but when I started, it was Thomas Hill, Vincent Ballard, Big Ron Cartier, and myself, Sylvester J. Jones. You know, and like I said, for the last 24 years, you know, we've been up the road, we've been down the road, you know. But before that, I was actually a struggling artist. I was a real starving artist in New York City, you know. And, the fellas changed my life. You know,
Well, you definitely live up to your end of your bio. you know, whoever put in here Velvet Tone voice, they was not lying, okay? People got to stay focused, so you need to tone that down.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us about, the impression that the Skylight specifically may have had on your illustrious career, and then we're going to let Marsha Thompson speak on it.
Marsha, my man. I love me some Shy Lights, let me tell you. Marsha, words of wisdom to us all, a lot of that, leaves me right now today. I remember everything that he ever said to me and Big Ron, and we just sit and just listen to him in awe. You know, when he would tell the stories of the way it was back in the day. And I would sit there and just, in awe. Because, like I said, my mom used to play Old Girl. And you know what I'm saying? See, so those are my roots right there. I mean, I'm not old by far. I'm not accepting that. I'll never get old. I grew up listening to him and just meeting him in person. I was in awe for a lot of years. I'm still in awe. When I see them do their thing, I'm like a fan in the stand. I'm telling you, I sing every song like that with him.
Well, now, Marsha Thompson, we know that, just like he said, you have, educated a lot of people. And we know that you have a mantra, 90% business, 10% show. So now, speak on what Mr. Sylvester just evoked.
Well, first of all, that's one of the things I used to speak to Big Ron about. By dealing with his contracts and dealing with those guys that want to put their music out and make sure they're moving in the right direction. Because, 10% is only the singing part. The singing part is the easy part.
But
90% business is the radio part. You got to have that. If you don't have that, it don't mean anything. You can sing in the basement if you want. But when you get on that road, it's just bad. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to make it work. And Ron and Vince, you really have your thing together, and they're still doing it. That's why they're still working today. You can't live. You can't last as long as they last. You're not doing taking care of no business. You got to know how to take care of some business. This going
right.
on.
Right.
This going on. The 58 years I've been with the Shy Lights starting January.
There you go.
58 years.
Oh, boy.
So we get in it, out of it, ups and downs, hard times, bad times, good times. We've been to the top of the charts. We had 2 number one albums, and we had 2 number one singles. And two of them was pop singles, and the other 2 albums were number one albums, R&B. So it kept us going, kept us doing what we're doing. All the guys are gone. I'm the last man standing, and I keep it going. And my thing is, when I'm out there, I do what I do. As long as I got some guys who wants to come out and do what they got to do, that's cool. I know a lot of people ask why they only see my face on the pictures when we travel, because I don't never know who's going to be there. I've been there 58 years. I don't know if the guy's going to stay there that long with me or not.
Right.
So I might have to call Vince. Vince know that. I pick up the phone and go, "Hey, Vince, I got a suit over here for you. I got some suits and shoes. What size shoes you
okay.
have, Vince?" Are you off? You off this weekend? Yeah, I'm off. If you ever learned my song, Old Girl, in 58 years, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
We know it.
Just like his group. Who can't sing thin line between records?
Oh, my goodness.
They hit record, something wrong.
Come on now. If y'all don't know, when that song first starts, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, you already know.
But let me tell you something. They asked me, they said, where's the shot? They told me, Where's the shower lights? I'm going to say, you know what I tell them all the time? If you can bring the shower lights on this stage, the rest of the guys, I give you $1 million.
Now, well,
okay. I give you $1 million right now.
Look,
okay.
Here is the deal.
If the shower lights here, it ain't but one shower light, that's me. So I'm here.
And you're
it.
Carrying
that's
the
right.
torch. All they have to do is look at your light. All they have to do is look at your light. Because let me tell you something. You're carrying the torch. You're the last man standing, and they are living through you. And so we are so thankful and grateful for that. Now, look, we're going to get Keith Soul Simmons in here. We know he started at the Apollo Theater, so I know he knows everything there is to know about the Shylock and Marshall Thompson. And then we're going to pan over to the baby of the family, T. Marvin Williams. So keep going.
Hey.
I'm going to step away for about 3 to 4 minutes, and I'll come back with you all.
We're going to play Thin Line first. We're going to step away with you right now here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Y'all go take a break. We'll be right back.
Four of the hottest young men in the business. And by hot, I mean they're really doing it and doing it out of sight. Can I persuade you to give it up for the mighty Persuader?
Damn, give
me another spell.
Between love and hate.
Don't think you're gonna keep treating your woman bad.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was the Soul Train version, because you know Don Cornelius consulted with Marshall Thompson all about Soul Train. And so we give nod and honor to Don Cornelius all through Soul School Music.
Oh, yeah.
Marshall Thompson, my brother, we are ready to hear from Mr. Soul himself, Keith Soul Simmons. How you doing, my brother?
Yes. I'm doing fine, my soul sister. How
all
are
right
you?
Now, go ahead and I'm blessed. Let Daisy Brown, the queen that's holding it down for us, let her know how you feel about her as well, you know.
Oh, Daisy's a sweetheart. She used to come a lot to see a group that I started back in 1994. And I was always happy to see her. She knows the music business, and she's just a sweetheart.
Thank
I don't
you
know
so
what else I could say.
Come on now, come
you.
On now. Well, you can say how you got to be called Soul and tell us about the Apollo Theater, and then, you know, your impression of the Shylights and Marshall Thompson, you know. Just follow
okay,
their lead.
Well,
take it away.
Well, how I became Keith Soul is a friend of mine from South Carolina. I played a lot of basketball in my younger years. And a friend of mine from South Carolina used to come up, my best friend's brother. And when we played basketball, he would tell everybody, that's a good shot, Soul Brother. Oh, go ahead, Soul Brother. And so when I got on the Apollo, the guy, and this is a true story. I'm coming to you, putting it where the goats can get it. I was an adopted son, and I never liked my last name. I really didn't. So the guy said, well, what are you going to call yourself? When I actually was at the Apollo. And I said, since I always say Soul Brother all the time, I'm going to call myself Keith Soul. And that's how it got started. And that started back in 1990. And
wow.
Ever since I've called myself, the funny part about it is I worked with the Baltimore City School Police for a while. And all the officers, including the teachers and all, thought my name was Officer Soul. They never knew my name. The mothers and fathers would come and say, my feet to Officer Soul. And that's a true story. But the Shylights for me, they would say, Officer Soul, Officer Soul. And one particular
no, I'm talking
day,
about
they
in
said,
today's
Officer,
time. In today's time, they be calling you Soul 5-0. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you one funny thing about the Soul thing. I got called to a classroom one time, and they said Officer Simmons is coming. So when I arrived, the teacher said, oh, thanks, Officer Soul, because they were sending somebody here named Officer Simmons, but I'm glad it was you. I'm like, that's me also.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the Shylights. Let me tell you. My favorite song by the Shylights. Just couldn't be that bird down below. That's my favorite song, and I'll tell you why. At my time, I'm only 62. We did the slow drag down in the basement with the soot after you finish slow dancing all on the back of your clothes. And I'm light as the light can be. The black light made me look dark like everybody. I mean, you didn't know who was who. And I'm down there, and I'm like, please let them play that song Down Below. My boy would say, that song is not called Down Below, man. It's called Cold as Day. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. But I like that song because you could slow dance for so long with the woman.
Oh, my life.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Shame.
Please play
shame,
that
shame,
song
shame.
Down Below because I want to slow dance for 10 minutes. But that is my favorite memory of the Shylights.
Oh,
I mean, old girl and all that stuff was great.
Horrible reason to love a song. Horrible, horrible.
When you're young, you're trying to be all in love and everything.
What about the lyrics? What about the lyrics?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Please play my Down Below song. I want to dance forever with this girl.
Yeah.
But that's the truth.
The
world.
Hey, Let me do a station check right quick because you have me over here in stitches. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, and I am the creator of Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel by Gumbo for the Soul International. Yeah, that's all me, Beverly Black. And it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to have the Persuaders right here. Marshall Thompson, are you still with me? Marshall Thompson has stepped away. Anyway, that's okay. We know he's a busy man. They don't call him the godfather of vocal groups for nothing. If he had time to do exactly this all day like I do, mm-hmm, we'd all be starving artists. Like one of the gentlemen said. So now, I'm sorry that we won't hear what Marshall Thompson has to say about Mr. Keith Soul Simmons, but you know what? It is all good because he loves the Persuaders. He loves all of you, and we're going to hear from T. Marvin Williams. He's the baby of the family. Yeah. Come on, T. Marvin. Tell him what you're working with.
Oh, it's a thin line, girl.
How y'all doing?
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Hit him, Frankie.
Hello.
Hit him.
How you doing?
What's up, Keith?
Yeah.
We're doing fine,
doing,
but if you
Beverly?
Keep
How
that
doing,
up,
Beverly?
What? What's up with
I'm
you, Frank?
Blessed. I'm blessed.
On,
I'm blessed over here.
Okay,
somebody better
admitted.
Let him know. Daisy will be the only one running the show if he keeps that up. Daisy Brown, you ready to hold it down?
Daisy.
Okay.
Daisy.
I'm gonna turn it over.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
What's going
Welcome.
On with you, T. Marvin? What's your story?
My story is it's a story of something that just came from one end to the other. It came phenomenal. How I came about with the Persuaders, my cousin James Stevens III, he's a comedian. And he's based out of North Carolina, South Carolina, and he booked the Persuaders one day. He booked the Persuaders, and there was just three of them. The late Tommy Hill, passed away, and I had a chance to, you know what I'm saying, to take that spot when he passed away. So they was my cousin James Stevens III. He booked the Persuaders for this his foundation. So they heard me. Matter of fact, Vincent heard me at soundcheck, and he went up to the rest of the guys, Big Ron and Jay, and said, "Hey, there's this guy down there that's blowing." So and I think he could become the fourth member. So when they heard me, you know what I'm saying, everything else was history. You know, Vince introduced me to the rest of the guys, and everything. I fell in, like, I gelled in with them, and everything was history ever since then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been with the group for 13 years. We toured all over the world. We toured all over the world. We had, you know what I'm saying, everywhere. So my thing is with the group, we have this gel. We have this thing about us to where, you know, it feels good. When we're on a stage, everybody's doing their thing. Marshall Thompson, what I could tell you about him is what I admire about Marshall is his stage presence. He reminds me of pretty much of me. Like when I see him perform, he's just like this performer. He does this spin. He does all this movement. He does a spin. So that inspires me. You know what I'm saying? That's like when I look at him, I say, wow, that's me. And then also the late Squirrel. He used to take the microphone. Yes, he used to take the microphone and throw it from one hand to the other, and which I do as well. You know what I mean? So, them two, Marshall and Squirrel, man, they inspire me, and that's one thing about the Shy Lights. You know what I mean? The Shy Lights is an amazing group, and for me to be a part of the whole '70s, that whole era, and I grew up in the '70s. I'm a '70s baby, but for me to be a part of that whole ordeal, it's just a wonderful feeling. It's like I'm dreaming. I'm like, you know, wake me up. I don't even want you to wake me up because it's like a dream come true. You know? And it's a beautiful thing to be with an established group, you know what I'm saying, a famous group, which is the world famous Persuaders, and to be among all of them stars like the Shy Lights, the Intruders, Heat Wave, the Stylistics, Delphonics. For me to be a part of that is amazing. And when I first got with the group, I was so nervous. I was like, you know what I mean? But they brought me together. They said, Marvin, you're gonna be all right. So they called me. They named me the They called me the secret weapon of the group. You know, because I explode. Once I got on the stage, I exploded. So you know what I'm saying. And to this day, I still explode. So that's they call me the secret weapon. So it's an honor and it's a privilege and it's a wonderful feeling, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just excited. I thank God that He allowed me and He blessed me to be with a legendary group, and we're still going strong. We have magnificent shows coming up. You know, we have a show coming up February the 9th, which is going to be in Fresno, California. We also have a show February 10th that's going to be
Slow down. Excuse me one second. Don't run past my area. Okay, don't even run past Fresno, California. I'm in Central Valley, Cali. Okay, I got people listening all up and down the highway, rolling and listening to this. Now, put me on your guest list, comp tickets, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you
did. Most definitely. VIP.
Yes, definitely there, baby.
Yes, yes.
Well,
hey,
guess
fellas,
what? I have a surprise for all of you. Marshall Thompson just slid back up in the building. Marshall.
Right.
Marshall.
Okay.
Hey.
I heard my record. Okay.
Well, you know what?
And that was live on Soul Train. That was before they were doing. Oh, man, don't do that.
You be careful. Yeah. Well, look, Marshall Thompson, we just heard from the baby of the group. That was, we don't want to say the baby of the group anymore. He's the secret weapon.
Yeah, I'm
T. Marvin Williams. He's that first tenor.
Baby.
Yeah, he's that first tenor. You know, Keith Soul Simmons, he got a lot of love for you. So we're going to pick right back up where Marshall Thompson left off because he's the godfather like that. So let's pan back over. And T. Marvin, I know you don't mind. Let's pan back over to Keith Soul Simmons. Keith Soul Simmons, Marshall Thompson, speak on it. What you got to say for to Keith, Marshall?
Hey, Marshall.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How you doing, brother?
Yeah,
I'm holding on. You know how Sam and Dave and this. Holding on.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I had a stroke on the Soul Train cruise, so dealing with one side of my body, on one leg and one arm. But, you know, I'm doing it just like I was when we had both arms and both feet.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
sir.
Sound great.
You know.
Still
so
performing wonderful.
Yeah, I got to wait. Can't wait to see you guys back out in California. I see some Alan Beck games y'all got on there. It's going to be a pleasure to see
can't
you.
Can't wait to see you too, man.
Right.
Now, before y'all get into that, let me let T. Marvin holler at Marshall Thompson. Now, you know T. Marvin, he is the newest member of the Persuaders, Marshall, and he's that first tenor.
Yes.
T. Marvin, run it down to Marshall, and then Marshall, he got some feedback for you.
Well, you know, Marshall, what's going on, Marshall?
How you doing there, Big Shot?
How you doing, man? Well, I was basically making a rundown of how you and Squirrel, how y'all inspired me when y'all was on the stage while y'all performed. And it kind of remind me of myself when I'm on the stage and how I had that outburst, like how when you do your moves and you spin around and you just grasp the crowd with in the palm of your hands. I love that. And
right.
And then how
right
you do your thing, and then Squirrel, rest in peace, how he used to take that mic and throw it from one hand into the other. See, that them are two, y'all, the two elements
right.
that when I look at y'all perform, when I saw y'all do y'all thing, that remind me of, like, that's me. That's, like, you know what I mean? That's inspiring. That's inspired me.
Right.
So, man, I just, you know, I take my hat off to you, Marshall, man. I see that, you know, the last man standing, you're doing your thing. You know what I mean? I just, I pray that God continue to hold you and then to keep you, you know what I'm saying, intact and allow you to just to grow and just prosper, go out there and still hold this shot light down, man, because it's a beautiful thing, man. And it's a pleasure and an honor to have met
well,
you and
guys,
know you.
We got some guys, you know, they're doing my movie now, and you're going to be part of the movie with Warner Brothers.
Oh, wow.
We're doing it now.
All right.
Yeah, you are going to be part of one of the acts.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Somebody's gonna be playing you all's part, but it's still gonna be the Persuaders. You know, that way you all else in there.
All right.
Now don't forget. Excuse me. Marshall, and this is on behalf of Beverly Black and Daisy Brown. We don't want you to forget that you have a radio show. Now, Beverly Black and Daisy Brown, we're ready to play ourselves. Okay. Now, before I go on, let me bring Daisy Brown in because she has a few words for the Persuaders. Go ahead and take it downtown, uptown, and all around, Daisy Brown.
Oh,
right.
Goodness, what an intro. I'm just glad to have you guys on with us tonight. I posted on Facebook tonight that tonight would be a pre-Thanksgiving treat to take you down memory lane. So that's where we're going, down memory lane. And I know that you all took a great hit when Ron passed. God has allowed you all to keep it moving, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to take it all in stride and keep on trucking, as Eddie Kendricks would say. And I love you guys dearly, and I'm so glad when Vince agreed to see if the guys would come on, and I want to thank you all for doing that. So if I don't get a chance to come back on, I just want to wish you all a blessed Thanksgiving.
And thank you,
and
same to you, Daisy.
You know, I want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving also.
I'm going to do my best. Thank you. And
one more thing.
No. My cooking days are over. I'm my family matriarch, and they take care of me. You know, they take care of me, so I don't have to cook. I don't have to drive. I don't have to do anything. They come get me.
Yeah.
They take care of me. So that's a blessing from God. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's great.
They don't call her the Queen of Diamonds for anything. But now,
right.
on the other hand, I'll be over here cracking crab and putting my foot in this gumbo. So y'all might want to slide through Central Valley, Cali. But now,
I'll
keep up with y'all. I have all y'all phone numbers, and I'm telling you. Say that again, please.
I said we'll get a couple plane tickets and fly over there.
Well, just bring
some
to Vegas.
Don't even do that. I'm going to bring you some to Fresno. Just hold. I'm going to make a pot, and I'm going to bring it to Fresno. Y'all just hold my two seats, four seats.
Well, what
you
about
it,
Vegas?
You know what? When we get to Vegas, Lamont McLemore of the Fifth Dimension, now that godfather of soul groups, not vocal groups, that man...
Yeah.
was caught gumbo from a legend out of Louisiana, and it is published in his book. So Lamont McLemore is the king of gumbo.
What?
Now,
yeah.
But I want to thank
he's a great
all
guy
of
too.
You.
Yeah.
He is, yes, he's a friend, and he has been here on Tribe Family Channel on several shows, including with me on The Woman at the Well. He's been on The Men at the Well. He's been on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, where we have all converged here. Excuse me.
Okay.
Now, so I'm going to be looking forward to seeing the Persuaders in Fresno. I kid you not, I have all of your numbers. Marsha Thompson will tell you I will blow up your phone. And so make sure, put me on your guest list, or I'll be the fool out there y'all see on the monitor, on the camera. But
like I say, VIP.
Excuse me.
You know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm going to be looking forward to that and the many other things that you're all doing. And just to summarize, together, the Persuaders, as they tour, continue to bring audiences around the world entertaining and quality performances, dedicating each to former members Douglas Smokey Scott, Tommy Lee Hill, Willie Holland, Charles Scott Gill, James Barnes, John Tobias, and Ron, Big Ron Cartier. These four gents carry the torch of continuation and dedication, committed to bring joy and satisfaction to all who have the privilege of seeing them perform. And to book them, contact Grand Star Entertainment. That is Grand Star with the number 2 at Grand Star 2 at optonline.net, optonline.net. And that phone number is 917-335-3445. You know, I already got Thanksgiving started. I'm not going to even front, okay? The party is in effect. And so I want to thank all of you for being on the show. I want to thank my the godfather of vocal groups, Soul School Music's own Marshall Thompson. I want to thank Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, for always helping me hold it down. We're going out on Love's Gonna Pack Up. Now, I have that on 45. Y'all don't even know the gangster that I'm messing with over here. Y'all don't know me. Y'all better ask somebody about Beverly. Now, what inspired Love's Gonna Pack Up and Walk Out on Us? Because, you know, when you think about the titles of your song, they're still relevant today. There is still a thin line between love and hate, and love will still pack up and walk out, okay?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, what about Peace in the Valley of Love?
Peace in the Valley. You can always find peace in the valley.
I love that one. Oh, my God. I love that song.
All
can't
right,
go
now.
No further.
That's right.
You know?
Wow.
There we go.
Bold and beautiful girl.
All strung out on you. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, y'all might as well go ahead and roll a dice and gamble on a sure shot. Hey.
Come on now.
And don't forget about Daisy Brown over there with her bad, bold, and beautiful girl self. But since you are the best thing that has ever happened to me, we want to thank you for being right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Marshall Thompson, MT, do you have any final words?
Well, I'm back to say, I'd like to thank you guys for coming aboard the radio show. We didn't have some of the best artists. I want you to know some of the best artists in show business have been on this show. You know, a lot
thanks
of people
for having
Bubbles.
Thank
you, Lassie and the Pier. We had everybody. So now we sealed it. We still did bringing the Persuaders in here. Those are my guys. And they're going on.
Thank
they
you.
Keep it going. Keep it moving. And you and my prayers. And just keep on working.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Marshall.
We'll see you out in California, man.
Yes, sir. Good yes, sir. Before we walk away, February the 9th, while we're over there doing that show, that will be my 50th birthday.
Oh,
we will
celebrate.
Happy birthday.
We'll celebrate.
Oh, man.
Man, I done made it to that halfway mark. Bitch, I'm going to be right there, boy. I'm going to be right
there. Man. That was great. Oh, we're going to party.
Hey, you can go to sleep. You can go to sleep. Hey, Jay, you can go to sleep now with your white sweat socks on.
Okay.
But now, who is that that said it would be the
best? Be careful now. Wear them.
Who is that that said it would be their birthday?
Huh?
Whose birthday will it be?
Mr. Velvet.
Sylvester.
Yeah, that would be Sylvester J. Jones.
Velvet Bass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
right. Well, we're going to go ahead and do it like this right now, then. Hang on.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Make sure that we extend that happy birthday to you. And don't forget to catch up with us. Catch up with the Shy Lights. Catch up with Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, that's going to help us continue to hold it down all right here live on Tribe Family Channel. We're available via facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. Twitter on Tribe Family US. You can also visit our parent company, Gumbo for the Soul International.com. Be sure to check out the Shy Lights at CHI-LITES.info. Daisy Brown is on Facebook. All you have to do is look for any queen. She'll be the first one that pops up. And then, last but not least, be sure to follow the Persuaders, and their website again is, somebody holler it out for us.
ThePersuaders.net.
There you go. And then, last but not least, we want to wish you all a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. I am very thankful and grateful for all of you for helping me do what I do. I love what I do, and I couldn't do it without you. It has been 14 years that Gumbo for the Soul International has been in effect, and I truly, truly thank God. Now, we're going to go out with Love's Going to Pack Up, but guess what? One of the things that the Shy Lights always reminds us, and Marshall Thompson truly, truly epitomizes, is that we have to hold on to our dreams. So, Marshall Thompson, give us the final word as we go out with the Love's Gonna Pack Up and hold on to our dreams.
You got to hold on to your dreams. That's all we have to dream about, you know, to your kids. That's why we made this song. Our song just was released about 2 weeks ago. Already taken off big in Africa. Detroit is busted. Chicago is just busted yesterday. And we want everybody to hold on to your dreams. And that dream is what my dream was when Ron was here with the Persuaders. I told Ron I would take his group with me. And whoever hits first again, I take them along with it. So it looks like it's going to happen with the
dream. We're there.
Ron, heaven looking down, but hey, time to go. That's all I can say.
Hey, we look forward to appreciate that, Marsha.
And I also want to make sure that you all have not only a very safe and happy Thanksgiving, but be sure to tune in on November 26th. Daisy Brown is hosting her show called To Serve, where she honors the military and those that are in service. And then on November 29th, Daisy Brown is producing another episode of Soul School Music. She's bringing the Young Senators Reloaded, and we will be honoring with a tribute to Mr. Eddie Kendrick with our guest, Mr. Jimmy Dugan.
Dugans, yes. And Frank.
And we're going to boogie down, baby. Hey.
I'm looking forward to it. And also, Beverly, may I congratulate you for your 14th anniversary. I did not do that earlier. God bless you, my sister. Keep on trucking.
Congratulations. Oh, you know what? Thank you so very much. I sit at your feet, Queen, Godfather, Marshall Thompson. I thank you. I could not do what I do without you. So much love, peace, and joy to all of you, the Persuaders. Thank you
so much for taking out
the time to be here with us. And God bless you all. Love's going to pack up and walk out on us, but it won't be today, okay?
Okay.
All right. So hold on to your dreams.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
God bless y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Is my record up?
This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Gotta show you the way, gotta show you the way.